Libya's army chief has warned that ISIL terrorists could infiltrate into Europe if the West fails to support his army. General Khalifa Haftar says his army is in need of weapons and ammunition against the ISIL Takfiri group. He stressed that ISIL spreading in European countries would be too difficult to tackle. The terror group's entrance in Libya has worsened the already complicated situation in the country. ISIL-affiliated terrorists have taken over the coastal cities of Darna and Sirte, advancing to the western part of the country. Libya's internationally recognized government has appealed to the UN Security Council to lift an arms embargo and facilitate its request for fighter jets, tanks, and other weapons required to fight ISIL. To discuss that further, and I joined with Mr. Sabri Malik, who is the spokesperson of the Libya Democratic Party, and he's now joining us on the line from London. And Mr. Malik, how do you feel about this warning of General Haftar?
I need to emphasize that General Haftar is a terrorist and a war criminal himself. He will be required to appear before the International Criminal Court imminently for the crimes against humanity he committed in Chad in the 1980s, and for the war and the war crimes he's currently committing in Libya. It has always been the position of the Democratic Party that Libya needs UN peacekeeping forces to maintain peace and order in the country. This has been our position since the outbreak of the Libyan Revolution in 2011. And we included that in what we termed the Adrian Belt Initiative. This initiative also called for the establishment of a Truth and Reconciliation Commission for Libya to be headed by His Holiness Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Without justice and reconciliation in Libya, we cannot have peace. It would be the right climate for Al-Qaeda, ISIL, and their like to flourish in the country. The phenomena of extreme terrorism, which ISIL represents, can only be stopped with the establishment of democracy throughout the Arab world. The counter-revolution of the Arab Spring must not be allowed to win. Now there is a lot of discontent throughout the Arab world because major Western countries are supporting the counter-revolution in the Arab world. The people feel that the Arab Spring revolutions have been stolen from them. This is a climate ripe for the ISIL and its like to flourish.
Well, Mr. Malik, I'm wondering, you know, many people would argue that referring to the same people who brought Libya into the situation through the NATO bombings, etc., by creating the situation in the country where militias are now this strong, would again create the same sort of situation. Is that the solution? Don't Libyans themselves need to take control of their own country?
We are not asking for NATO to come to Libya. The NATO did a very good job in 2011 and helped us get rid of one of the worst tyrants of the 20th century. What we need now are the United Nations peacekeeping forces. And the Democratic Party has already had the acceptance of Muslim countries such as Indonesia, Malaysia, and Bangladesh to send forces to Libya. We need forces from the United Nations to Libya badly. We cannot handle the situation on our own because there are so many foreign countries interfering in our, meddling in our affairs.
Mr. Malik, then going forward then, do you have any confidence that the United Nations will respond to this call?
I believe so. We need a media campaign to prepare the Libyan people for such UN intervention. We need a concerted effort, help from the West, from America, for the United Nations to come to Libya. We cannot do this without America. America needs Libya, and Libya needs America.
And so, Mr. Malik, just finally, if I may ask you, you know, when we speak about the ISIL threat to Europe, do you think the Europeans understand that threat?
ISIL is a threat to the Muslims first, before it is a threat to the Europeans. We have a problem of extreme terrorism. The whole Arab world is now in turmoil, and there is a political vacuum and there is an ideological vacuum throughout the Arab world. This is the right climate for extremist ideology to flourish. We need the West and the Arab world to work together to stop this phenomena of ISIS, to stop terrorism spreading to Europe. We need the help of the United Nations badly.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that. But as always, Mr. Malik, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Sabri Malik, spokesperson of the Libya Democratic Party, who is speaking to us live on the line from London.